就感谢你晚上把我们再次召集到这里。
Lord, we thank thee that you gather us together here this evening again.
你是按照你的信实来向我们说话。
And that you do speak to us according to thy faithfulness.
你在从前怎么把你自己的心意向人启示？
How you have revealed your heart to man in the past.
现在你还是照样的把你的话向人揭开。
Now you still reveal your words to us.
主，我们在这里真的是需要你把赐人智慧和启示的灵赏赐给我们。
Lord, here indeed we need you to grant us the Spirit who gives us wisdom and revelation.
不然的话，我们实在没办法能看得清楚将来必成的事。
Otherwise, we just cannot see clearly enough the things which will come.
感谢你，我们虽然是愚昧。
We thank thee, even though we're foolish.
但你却是乐意把你心里的话向我们解开。
But you're still so willing to reveal the words in your heart to us.
所以我们在这里，我们实在是满了喜乐。
So here, indeed, we're filled with joy.
因为我们可以知道你心里所存的意念。
Because we're able to know the thoughts that are in your heart.
你从来没有向属你的人隐藏你的自己。
And you have never hidden yourself to those who belong to you.
我们晚上就在这里等候你。
Tonight, we'll wait for thee here.
主，把将来必成的事向我们有一次清楚的解开。
Lord, we ask that you will uncover and reveal to us clearly the things which will come.
叫我们里面没有一点的含糊。
That within we would not be abstract at all.
叫让我们跟随你的脚步是跟随的那么的轻松。
So that as we follow thy footsteps, it will be so light.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank thee.
因为你是教会的头。
Because you're the head of the church.
你也是我们的主。
And you're our Lord.
你要照着你的信实领我们到尽头。
And according to thy faithfulness, you'll lead us to the end.
我们要向你低头敬拜。
We bow our head and worship thee.
晚上这段时间。
This time tonight.
求主纪念。
Lord, we ask that you would remember.
求主跟与我们。
And we ask you to be with us, Lord.
但愿荣耀归给你。
May all the glory be thine.
你话语的光赏赐给我们。
And that you will grant us the light of thy word.
祷告奉主的名。
In the Lord's name we pray.
Amen. 我们今天看到启示录十九章了。
Tonight we'll be looking into Revelation chapter 19.
在启示录十九章的里头。
In Revelation chapter
19. 我们看到第七个王倒了以后，那个具体的情形是怎样的发生了？
We're able to see the concrete situation after the seventh vial has been poured out.
那弟兄姊妹记得十六章末了的时候。
Now brothers and sisters, you still remember at the end of chapter 16.
那第七个王倒了下来。
After the seventh vial has been poured out.
笼统的就提到地上的城倒塌了。
Generally, it tells us that the cities of this earth has fallen.
大包子也从天上掉下来了。
And that great hail came from heaven.
但是弟兄姊妹，你留意这里面。
But brothers and sisters, you pay attention within.
为这包子的灾极大，人就亵渎神，就最末了的那句话。
It is the last words for the plague thereof was exceedingly great, and they blasphemed God.
这里就给我们看到第七晚的事情，并不是停止在十六章。
And so from that, we can realize that the matter of the seventh vial does not end in chapter 16.
我们以前已经提过了。
And we have made mention previously.
因为第七个碗倒了以后。
Because after the seventh vial has been poured out.
那个称为巴比伦的城，对不起，那个称地上的那个大城，就是耶路撒冷，就裂开了。
And that great city, Jerusalem, was split.
列国的城也裂开了。
And also the great nations.
那这是很明显的给我们看到。
And so clearly we can see.
这是那个地上政治的组织解体了。
And so that means the political organization was divided.
那神也就想起大巴比伦来。
And then God remembered Great Babylon.
那也就是宗教的那个组织了，权力的。
And so that has to do with the religious organization in the land.
那所以从十七节十七章十八章这两章就说到神怎么在那个时候去对付解决大巴比伦。
And so chapter 17 and 18 tells us of how God want to deal and put an end to Great Babylon.
那所以第十七章十八章仍然是在第七晚的过程的里头的。
Therefore chapter 17 and 18 is still in the process of the seventh vial.
第七晚的结束是结束在十九章的末了。
And the end of the seventh vow ends at the end of chapter 19.
如果没有看到十九章的末了，我们就没办法看到第七晚的那个结果是怎样。
And so if we do not finish with chapter 19, we cannot see until the end of the seventh vow.
也就是说，没有看得见第七号所宣告的那个事实怎么完成。
Therefore, it is that we did not see how the end has come according to the seventh trumpet.
也就是说看不见第七个印完全的揭开。
And that is also to say that we have not seen the end of the seventh seal completely broken.
那所以弟兄姊妹，你我们留意到起初的时候，从印引出碗的引出号引出碗的这一个关系。
And so when we see this relationship as the seven seals lead to the seven trumpets and the seven trumpets lead to the seven vials,
我们就看得到这里头所记载的那些事情是怎么的安排。
Then we're able to see how within this all these matters are arranged.
那当神的使者
So when the messenger of God
把巴比伦大城销毁了
That when he put to an end and destroyed the great city Babylon
十九章我们就看到另外一方面的事情
And then, from chapter 19, we see other aspects of something happening.
19章的开始用此后是这个词带进来的。
And chapter 19 begins with these terms, and after these things.
也就是说19章开头的那些话。
And so, in other words, the beginning portion of chapter 19
是因着上头所发生的事情所引出来的。
Is brought about by the things that happened previously.
那此后就怎么样呢?
And after these things, what?
那约翰就听见，好像在天，群众在天上大声说，Hallelujah.
It seems as if John heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah.
那弟兄姊妹你要注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
这一个时候，天上在那里传出 Hallelujah 的声音。
It is at this time, there are voices in heaven that was saying, Hallelujah.
那为什么在这个时候要传出 Hallelujah 的声音呢?
And so why is it at this time that he heard Hallelujah?
Hallelujah 究竟是什么意思呢?
And so what in fact does Hallelujah mean?
灵恩派的人把 Hallelujah 这个字弄得一塌糊涂。
The charismatics have really messed up this word Hallelujah.But brothers and sisters, when we read throughout the Bible,
一直读到启示录十九章，我们才头一次看见 Hallelujah 这一个词的出现。
It is only after we have come all the way to Revelation, then we see this Hallelujah word appear for the first time.
一出现就接连出现了四次。
And when it appears consecutively for four times.
那Hallelujah 是什么意思呢?
And so what does Hallelujah mean?
我们先要来解决这个问题才看进去。
Now we have to first solve this issue before we go on.
其实不需要我们动脑筋了。
Actually, we don't need to spend too much energy.
已经给我们指出那个解说了。
Because the scriptures already give us the meaning of it.
用怎么留意那个小字,
Brothers and sisters, if you take note of the footnote,
就是 Hallelujah 呢?
You'll see what it means.
Hallelujah 就是说要赞美耶和华神。
Hallelujah means to praise the Lord.
要赞美耶和华神。
That you need to praise the Lord God.
那弟兄姊妹你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
Hallelujah 就是要赞美耶和华神。
Hallelujah means you need to praise the Lord God.
为什么从前天上不说这个话，人间也没有听见这个声音。
And so why is it in the past that the heavens does not have this voice and you do not hear this on earth?
那我们就必须要从这个启示的里边来找出那个原因来。
Then we have to find the very reason from this revelation here.
我们不说别人滥用 Hallelujah, 是不
Now we will not say that others abuse Hallelujah that they have used it incorrectly.
但是当我们在那里说 Hallelujah 的时候
But when we are there saying Hallelujah
我们必须有把握知道为什么是 Hallelujah.
At least we have to be very sure of why we're saying Hallelujah.
那说弟兄姊妹，我们从这一段的记载我们就看到
So brothers and sisters, from this recording we can see
Hallelujah 就是要赞美耶和华神。
Hallelujah means you need to praise the Lord God.
那从前为什么没有哈利路亚呢？
So then why is in the past there's no hallelujah?
是从前不需要赞美耶和华神吗？
Does that mean that in the past you did not need to praise the Lord God?
不是。
No.
耶和华神一直以来都是应当接受敬拜和赞美。
That the Lord God need to be praised and worshipped throughout.
所以我们在旧约里面看到很多赞美耶和华的话。
And so we can see many words of praise to the Lord God throughout the Old Testament.
赞美耶和华，因他本为大。
And to praise the Lord because He is Almighty.
但是你一直看见在旧约里头，哈利路亚没有出现。
But when you see throughout the Old Testament, Hallelujah does not appear.
一直到了圣经的末了。
But at the very end of the Bible,
Hallelujah 就不住的出现。
Hallelujah.Appears repeatedly.
只不过也就是出现这么四次。
But also only appears these four times.
那弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们必须注意一件事。
We must pay attention to one
thing. Hallelujah 什么时候使用出来的？
Hallelujah, when do you use it?
在地上那个大淫妇给解决了以后。
That is, when the great whore was dealt with and put to an end on earth.
那也就是说。
That's also to say,
阻挡神得着敬拜的那一个事实给挪开了以后
The fact that has hindered God to receive worship has been removed.
再没有任何事物可以阻挡神的荣耀的显现的时候
There's no other thing that can hinder the glory of God to be manifest.
这样的一个时候
Only at that time.
我们就看见了
Then we can see.
不是赞美耶和华
It is not praise ye the Lord
而是要赞美耶和华
But that you need to praise the Lord God
弟兄姊妹就差那么一个字
Brothers and sisters it says that one word different
就把历史上的一个很大的难处从存在到给除掉就带出来了
that it brings forth throughout history something that existed that needs to be dealt with and removed it brings that forth
当那称为大淫妇的宗教组织一直在那里打乱人向神的敬拜的方向的时候
when that great religious organization that great whore that has confused man's worship of God
一直叫地上的人对神的那个认识对神的那个承认发生模糊
So that when man's understanding or acknowledgement of God has been dimmed and confused,
要赞美耶和华的这个事实还不具备基础。
The fact that you must praise the Lord God is not equipped.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
现在那个阻挡挪开了。
But now that obstacle has been removed.
人和神中间的那个阻隔也不再发生什么果效了。
Now there's no more effect of that obstacle between God and man.
称颂敬拜的路是打通了。
Now the way for man to praise and worship God has been opened.
弟兄姊妹注意，这个打通不是在教会与神这一个范围。
Brothers and sisters, notice this opening of the way to worship God is not in the boundary of the church.
与神这一个范围。
But it is in the boundary of the earth and God.
是地现在要赞美耶和华的时间来到了。
But now it is time for the land to praise and worship God.
所以在天上就有这样的声音。
And so there are these voices in heaven.
天上这一个声音。
And this voice in heaven.
如果我们知道它的寓意。
If we know the meaning.
我们就懂
Then we know.
乃是天上地发出一个邀请。
It is that the heaven has this invitation to the land.
来赞美耶和华神。
Come and praise ye the Lord God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你随便找一个灵恩派的人来问。
If you find any charismatic and ask.
你常常在那里说哈利路亚。
When you're always there saying hallelujah.
究竟是什么事情让你可以在那里说 Hallelujah.
In fact, what is it that can cause you to say Hallelujah?
你因着什么原因在那里说 Hallelujah?
For what reason are you there saying Hallelujah?
我敢保证
I can guarantee this.
相当部分灵恩派的弟兄姊妹们他们不体会这一个
A majority of the brothers and sisters, charismatic brothers and sisters don't understand this.
他们以为 Hallelujah 就是一个赞美神的话
They think Hallelujah is just a term of praise to God.
没有想到 Hallelujah 是一个天上的邀请让地上天上的神发出感谢和赞美
Unbeknownst to them that Alleluia is a request invitation from heaven to the land for them to praise and worship God.
好了，现在我们来看哈利天上发出哈利路亚的时候。
Now, when we see the heaven have this voice crying, Hallelujah.
那个原因在哪里？
Where's the reason?
那我们看四个地方，四个地方都说出理由的。
Now we look at these four places, they tell us the reason.
那第一就是在第一节。
The first one is in verse 1.
那之后我听见好像群众在天上大声说哈利路亚。
And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Alleluia.
为什么要 Alleluia 呢？
Why is it that they have to proclaim Alleluia?
恩、荣耀、全能都属乎我们的神，他的判断是真实公义的，因他判断了那用淫性败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨流人血。流仆人血的罪给他们伸冤。
Because salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God, for true and righteous are his judgments, for he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, and have avenged the blood of his servants at her hand.
弟兄姊妹，你看到没有？
Brothers and sisters, do you see this?
那是挡在神面前的那个阻碍。挪掉了。
That obstacle that has hindered before God has been removed.
模糊人的感觉的那些组织和活动停止了。
The activity and the organization that has dimmed and confused man has been removed.
历代以来，因着主的缘故而受冤屈的那些事情已经伸张了。
Throughout the generations, the things that has caused the Lord to grieve now have been avenged.
这些的事情都是神自己在那里。管理做也造成了。
And so all these things have been done by God and has been controlled by him.
现在神造成了。
And now he has completed it.
所以你们要来赞美耶和华神。
So now you have to come and praise the Lord God.
那这是头一个。
That is the first reason.
接上去也是跟着这一个。
And then it follows also this.
也是因着这样的一个事实。
It is also because of this fact.
又再一次的说。
Again it proclaims.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
因为烧淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永远。
And her smoke rose up forever and ever.
也说明神那个神对这一些阻挡神的事情的追讨已经完成了。
It tells us that the chastening of God on this judgment has been finished.
不是一次做过了。还留下一条尾巴。
It is not just that once and then still it is left.
那是做过了就做得很彻底。
But it is once for all.
到永永远远，那这一个称为大淫妇的，绝不能再有任何的活动。
It is forever and ever. This great whore, no more activity at all.
所以二十四位长老和四活妇就敬拜住宝座的神。Amen, hallelujah.
And the 24 elders and the 4 beasts fell down and worshipped God that sat on the throne saying, Amen, hallelujah.
Amen 什么呢?
Amen to what?
Amen 上面所说到的那个群众的声音所发表出来的那个事实。
Amen to the facts of the great many voices.
而上面所群众们所说的完全是对的。
The many voices and what they proclaim are absolutely correct.
是实实在在的。
They are true.
所以一定要赞美耶和华神。
Oh, you must praise ye the Lord.
是不是这是二十四长老是活物的反应。
Brothers and sisters, this is the response of the 24 elders and the 4 beasts.
这一个反应。
And this response.
不仅是在那里说出神应当要接受敬拜。
Not only tells us that God must receive worship.
并且也在那里指出所有神敬畏神的人都要来敬拜神。
But also points out that all those who revere God must come and worship Him.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为那些迷惑人的阻挡人的完全都清楚了。
Because all those that deceive man and hinder man have been dealt with and removed.
现在全地都可以在那里坦然来敬拜神。
And so now all the land can come boldly to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，你要千万别忘了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
在这一个时候的同时。
It is also at the same time.
那就是刚才我们回到十六章的末了。
It is when we return to the end of chapter 16.
还是有许多的人在那里亵渎神的。
There are still many that blaspheme against God.
但是天上就发出这个邀请。
But the heavens have this request.
天上就有这样的一个响应。
And they have this response in heaven.
上全地来宣告说
to proclaim to the land
来敬拜耶和华神
come ye praise the Lord
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
那因此到第三个 hallelujah 出来的时候
and so when we see the third hallelujah
对不起第四个 hallelujah 出来的时候
when we see the fourth hallelujah
那又增加了一个Hallelujah 的意思在哪里
It also adds on to another meaning of Hallelujah for us.
第六节
Verse
6我听见好像群众的声音众水的声音大雷的声音说 Hallelujah 因为我们的神全能者做王了我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊奔去的时候到了心腹也自己预备好了就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣这细麻衣就圣徒所行的义
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude and as the voice of many waters and as the voice of mighty thundering saying Alleluia for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife hath made herself ready and to her were granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen clean and white for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints
那弟兄姊妹你看到这一个 Hallelujah 一喊出来的时候
Brothers and sisters you can see that when this Hallelujah is cried
又带出另外的一个原因
It brings forth another reason
要赞美耶和华神
You must praise ye the Lord God
为什么呢
Why
除了神清除了人和神中间的一切的阻挡以外
Aside from clearing all the obstacles and hindrances between God and man
神的心意也在那里满足了
God's heart is also there satisfied
满足在什么事上面呢
Where is it satisfied?
满足在他的儿子已经得着心腹了
He is pleased because his son has gained a bride
弟兄姊妹这的确是一个非常非常大的事
Brothers and sisters, indeed, this is a very great thing
而因为神的羔羊已经得着他的心腹了
Because the Lamb of God has gained his wife
羔羊婚去的时间已经来到了
For the marriage of the Lamb has come
而那也就是说
That is also to say
人和神的联合这个事实已经完成了
Man's union with God has been completed
那这一句话来说
In other words
那就是神要住在人间的而这一个事实也成就了
That is the fact that God wants to dwell amongst men has been finished
当然更完整更具体的成就要到二十一章
Of course the more complete and thorough completion is in chapter 21
但是当第七晚的事情完成的时候
But when the seventh vow and its matters have come to an end
那也就是羔羊得着心腹的时候
That is the time when the lamb will gain his bride
二十一章就是说到这个羔羊所得着的心腹在勇士里边的那个荣耀和
Now chapter 21 tells us of the bride of the Lamb and the glory and the fullness she is in throughout the universe.
神荣耀的旨意完全没有保留的成就
That the glorious will of God is completed without any reservation.
但是这个事情的起头呢
But what is the beginning of that matter?
是第七晚的末了
It is at the end of the seventh vial.
第七晚的末了
At the end of the seventh vial.
在地上是除掉了巴比伦
On the earth, that great Babylon has been done away with.
在天上是打开毫无保留的敬拜的路
And in heaven, there is an open and with a way to worship without any reservation.
而更是羔羊的分去显明的时候
It is also the time when the marriage of the Lamb is manifested.
那现在弟兄姊妹要来注意一个问题，也是注意一件事了。
Brothers and sisters, you have to take note of one thing.
就是当主来
That is when the Lord returns.
教会被提
And the church is raptured.
那被提了以后
After the church is raptured.
那教会的事情教会与主中间的事是怎样的发生呢
Then how does the event of the church before the Lord take place?
在圣经的其他的地方都是比较隐约的给我们知道一点点
In the other places in the scriptures it is hiddenly shown to us
但在启示录十九章
But in Revelation chapter 19
就给我们看到很多了
It gives us, it shows us a lot
看到什么呢
What does it show us?
看到基督台前的审判 已经完成了。
It shows us that the judgment thrown before Christ has ended.
启示录没有提到基督台前的审判这件事。
Now, Revelation does not mention about this matter of the judgment before the throne of Christ.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
教会被提以后是要面对基督台前的审判。
After the church has been raptured, she is to face the judgment throne of Christ.
因为这个是在哥林多后书第五章给告诉我们的。
Because this shows us in Corinthians chapter 5.
也是哥林多前书第三章告诉我们这一个审判是怎样的经过的。
And 1 Corinthians chapter 3 also tells us how we go through this judgment.
但是说过了基督台前的审判以后。
But after it mentions about the judgment throne of Christ.
就没有给我们看见那个审判的结果。
It no longer shows us the result of that judgment.
因为哪里只是说。
Because there only says.
你的那个属灵的工程存得住就留下来。
Now if your spiritual work is kept, then it will last.
存不住就给烧掉。
If it will not be kept, it will be burnt up.
只剩下一个仅仅的得救。
And you're only merely saved.
那么这些话都是对着个人来讲的。
And so all those are speaking to the individual.
但是对整个的教会呢？
But as the whole church.
临前临后都没有说到那一个教会的结果。
First and second Corinthians does not tell us the result of the church.
导致以弗所书就告诉我们说。
But Ephesians tells us.
但是他却不是说到在基督台前审判的经历。
But yet it does not tell us the experience of the judgment throne of Christ.
只是说出我们的主是如何来成全他的教会。
But it only tells us how our Lord will perfect his church.
又叫教会成为圣洁没有瑕疵毫无玷污等类的病。
How to make the church glorious without blemish, without spots or wrinkle or any such disease.
又做一个荣耀的教会来献给自己。
That he would present her as a glorious church unto himself.
以弗所书就说到那个结果却没有说过程。
And Ephesians only tells us the result and not the process.
也没有说出那个时间是在什么。
And it does not tell us the time frame, when it is.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们把那些经文一集中起来。
Now when we put all those scriptures together.
我们从19章就看到那个过程的次序了。
Then from chapter 19, we see the process.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为神要做的事情从来不向我们隐瞒的。
Because what God is to do, he never hides from us.
他是很乐意我们很清楚他要怎么做的。
He is very willing for us to know what he is to do.
那现在我们就看到一件事。
Now we can see one thing.
第七个碗一到。
When the seventh vial is poured.
地上的城就是说那个政治的组织就垮了。
The cities of the earth, that is the political organizations, they are divided.
神也接连在那里对付那个宗教的组织了。
And God is also there at the same time dealing with the political organization.
那当这些东西给对付过了以后。
And after these things have been dealt with.
那在地上那些抵挡神的权势还没有停止他们的活动。
But yet the powers on earth against God have not ceased their activity.
他们仍然在那里亵渎神。
They're still there blaspheming against God.
但是他们这样的亵渎。
But their blasphemy.
并没有产生什么的果效。
Does not bear any fruit.
神要做的事情也不因着他们在那里的亵渎而暂时的圆满一下。
The matter that God is to complete, not because of their blasphemy, is delayed any bit.
没有。
No.
我们看见神一对付了那个地上的那个宗教组织以后。
We see that after God has dealt with that religious organization on earth,
天上就宣告。
The heavens declare.
羔羊归去的时候到了。
The marriage of the Lamb is come.
新妇也预备好了。
And the bride has made herself ready.
穿上光明洁白的细麻衣。
And has arrayed herself in fine linen, clean and white.
那里就说这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
And there it tells us that this fine linen is the righteousness of faith.
因为这里看到一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you see one thing.
这一个时候的众圣徒就是教会了。
At this time, now the saints is the church.
他们在神的眼前所剩下来的全是神所承认的义。
Before God, what remains is all the righteousness that is acknowledged by God.
那是不义去了哪里？
Where did all the unrighteousness go?
是不是被提的教会就已经完全成了义，都没有不义了呢？
Does it mean that when the church is raptured, that even the unrighteousness has become righteous?
显然就不是。
Apparently not.
因为 教会被提以后就面对基督台前的审判。
Because after the church has been raptured, the church faces the judgment throne of Christ.
如果教会完全诚意了，
and if the church has completely been made righteous, what do you still need to judge?
没有什么可审判。
There's no judgment needed.
但感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
说
the Lord says,
基督台前的审判有要处理的事。
Yes, the judgment throne of Christ has things to deal with.
一些我们带到主面前的事物要给烧掉。
Some of the matters that we bring before the Lord will be burned.
一些我们带到主面前的主说这是可以保留的。
Some matters we bring before the Lord says we can keep that.
那要烧掉的是什么呢？
What is it that needs to be burned?
一切不义和不洁。
All unrighteousness and uncleanness.
一切不在主心意里面的事物。
Anything that is not in the heart of the Lord.
都在基督台前完成。
They are completely burnt up before the judgment throne of Christ.
那这个时候就会剩下来的。
At that time, what has remained from the church?
全是基督。
It is all Christ.
所带出来的各方面的义行。
It is all the righteousness that is brought forth.
那所以弟兄姊妹你就看到了。
So brothers and sisters, then you can
see. 羔羊的妻，羔羊的心腹预备好了。
Now the bride of the Lamb is prepared.
什么叫做预备好？
What does it mean she is ready?
在他们中间再找不到不义了。
That you cannot find any unrighteousness with
her. 因为他们是穿上光明洁白的细麻。
Because they have been arrayed with fine linen, clean and righteous.
很显然的弟兄姊妹你看到。
So brothers and sisters, so evidently you can see. This is not an individual.
这个是指众圣徒。
This is the saints.
因为特别说到那个细麻衣的时候就是众圣徒所行的义。
Because it says the fine linen are the acts of the righteousness of the saints.
那是众圣徒。
It is many saints.
是教会。
It is the church.
教会现在是带着基督的义而显明在基督的面前。
Now the church brings with herself the righteousness of the saints presented before Christ.
因为教会已经经过基督台前的审判。
Because the church has gone through the judgment throne of Christ.
所以教会已经装饰整齐了。
And so now the church has adorned itself and has become the bride of the Lamb.
在天上。
So in heaven,
羔羊的婚去。就开始
The marriage of the Lamb begins.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank our Lord.
羔羊的婚去在地上的妻晚到了以后在天上就举行了。
The marriage of the Lamb takes place in heaven after the seventh vial has been poured out on earth.
当然他这个时候举行不是因为大淫妇的给罪妇。
And of course, the marriage is taking place now not because the great whore has been dealt with.
而是因为在天上的审判已经结束。
It is because the heavenly judgment has finished.
我们是在感谢神。
Indeed, we thank God.
现在碰到一个问题。
Now we have this question.
他说羔羊婚去的时候到了。
It says the marriage of the Lamb has come.
天使就叫约翰你把这些事情记下来。
And so the angel tells John to record all of this.
然后就说。
And then he says,
凡被请赴羔羊婚去的人有福了。
Blessed are they which are called into the marriage supper of the Lamb.
天使继续就说。
And the angel continues to say,
真实的。
These are the true sayings.
好了弟兄姊妹们。
Now brothers and sisters,
在羔羊的婚去里头谁是宾客？
Those in the marriage supper of the Lamb, who are the guests?
许多神的儿女们读经读到这里的时候，
Many of the children of the Lord, when they read the scriptures here,
心思上有点乱了。
In their heart, they are a little confused.
哎呀，他们心里面真的是渴慕。
And they are so much desiring at this time.
羔羊婚去的时候如果我能接到一个请帖啊，哎呀那就真是太好太好太好了。
If they can receive an invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, that would be so good.
弟兄姊妹们如果羔羊的婚去的请帖会交到你的手上你就是很不够蒙福。
Brothers and sisters, if you are actually to receive that invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb, then you are not blessed enough.
你说不会啊。
You said no.
因为这里说被请赴羔羊婚去的就有福嘛。
Because here it says, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb.
怎么说我们如果接到这个请帖的时候我们就不够蒙福
了。Why is it then that you say if we receive this invitation to this marriage supper of the Lamb, we're not blessed?
弟兄姊妹们千万别忘了。
Brothers and sisters, do not forget.
你不是宾客啊。
You are not a guest.
你没有条件做宾客。
You are not qualified to be a guest.
你是新妇啊。
You are the bride.
你是心腹里面的一个组成啊。
You are a unit in the bride.
没有你就没有这个羔羊的分去。
Now without you, there is no marriage of the Lamb.
你怎么会盼望接到一个请帖呢？
How would you desire to receive an invitation?
但是太多神的儿女们在这个世上又糊涂起来。
But so many children of God have been confused upon this matter.
他们情愿做一个宾客。
They rather be a guest.
而不甘心做心腹。
And they're not willing to be the bride.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，不是，不是
Brothers and sisters, no, that's not that way.
我们都是新妇。
We are all the bride.
我们总合起来就成了那个新妇。
Corporately, we make up the bride.
因为这个羔羊的新妇是教会。
Because this bride of the Lamb is the church.
那你说，那这样的谁是宾客？
And so you then question, who are the guests?
我们不知道究竟谁是宾客。
We do not know actually who the guests are.
但是我们知道有几个人一定是宾客。
But we know there are some individuals, they will be guests.
哪些人呢？
Who are they?
第一个。
The first one.
施浸约翰。
It is John the Baptist.
弟兄姊妹记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you remember?
他在那里明明地说。
There he clearly said.
娶新妇的是新郎。
It is the groom who is to marry the bride.
我只是新郎的朋友。
I am only a friend of the groom.
那我是给邀请去参加这个婚宴的。
And so I'm invited to attend to this marriage supper.
亚伯拉罕是宾客之一，而不然以撒雅各都是。
Now Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're also amongst the guests.
因为我们看到主自己说，将来亚伯拉罕、以撒雅各，要坐在那个席上。
And because we see the Lord saying that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they will be at the feast.
但是却有许多他的后裔给赶到外边去。
But many of his descendants have been cast out.
比如说我们晓得，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们也会是被邀请的宾客。
Brothers and sisters, we also realize Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're also guests are invited.
当然我想。
Of course, I think
大卫大概也在其中。
David would be in the midst.
以诺跟以利亚也一定会在其中。
Enoch and Elijah would be in the midst.
但挪亚我就不敢保证了。
I cannot guarantee for Noah.
因为我不知道挪亚是什么时候复活。
Because I don't know when Noah will be risen.
但是以利亚跟以诺是活着被提到天上去。
But Elijah and Enoch was taken up when they were still living.
照我所领会的，大概这些都是宾客。
In my understanding, I think generally those are guests.
除了他们这几个人以外，还有什么？那我就不知道了，真的是不知道。
Aside from them, any other guests, I really don't know.
但是不管怎么样。
But nevertheless,
能被请赴羔羊婚去的，都是有福的。
All those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb, blessed are they.
哦，当约翰看到了这件事的时候。
And when John saw this.
哎呀，他是在高兴嘛。
Indeed, he was rejoicing.
高兴的忘掉了他是心腹里面的一份子。
He was so rejoicing, he forgot he was one amongst the bride.
的确也怪不得约翰。
And you cannot blame John.
因为让我们在那个时候亲眼看到这样的一个意象。
Because it was for us to see this vision with our own eyes.
恐怕我们也是昏迷了。
We might also, would faint.
那当时约翰看到这种情形
And so when John saw that situation at the time,
他实在高兴了
He was so joyful.
他马上就向天使跪下去
Then he fell at the feet of the angel
要敬拜那个天使
to worship him.
但我感谢神
But we thank God.
因着他这一个愚昧
And because of his foolishness, because of this action of foolishness,
是带出了一个非常有福的
It gives us a very blessed revelation. Because immediately the angel stopped him. He said, No. See, thou do it not. That you should worship God himself. Not only you.
我也是一样。
I am a fellow servant.
不但是你我。
Not only you and I.
还有许许多多。
Many others.
同做仆人的
of the brethren
都要敬拜神的自己
must worship God himself
弟兄姊妹你留意这个和那个哈利路亚就发生关联了
Now brothers and sisters take note this is connected with that hallelujah
天上的邀请是你来敬拜耶和华神
Now the invitation from heaven is come ye worship the Lord God
这个邀请不是叫你敬拜传话的天使
Now this invitation is not for you to worship the messenger
也不是让你去敬拜那些与你一同写明基督的见证的
It is also not an invitation for you to worship those who also manifest the testimony of the Lord with you.
所有在那里带着基督见证的都是神的仆人。
But all those who have the testimony of Jesus Christ are the servants of God. They are not the object of your worship.
如果你记得 Hallelujah,
If you remember Hallelujah,
你就知道当敬拜的只有一位。
Then you will know that only one is worthy of worship.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这里边就给我们看到一件事情。
Here shows us one thing.
什么是做仆人的人
Who are those who are servants?
我们留意。
Let us pay attention.
我们中文圣经翻出来有点不太容易让人抓到那个准确的意思。
In the Chinese translation, as it is translated, it's not easily for us to understand the meaning.
因为按照一般来说
Because in general,
这个中文这个翻出来也不是太错。
The Chinese translation is not too inaccurate.
不过就是不够把那个准确的事实写出来。
But it does not manifest enough that accurate meaning.
我想丢什么你听我这样念一下你就会看到那个区别了
I think brothers and sisters if you listen to me as I read this way you'll hear the difference
第十节
Verse 10
我就俯伏在他脚前要拜他他说千万不可我和你并那些有耶稣的见证的弟兄同是做仆人的你要敬拜神因为预言中的灵乃是耶稣的见证
You should say And I fell at his feet to worship him And he said unto me See thou do it not I am thy fellow servant And of thy brethren That have the testimony of Jesus Worship God For the testimony of Jesus Is the spirit of prophecy
弟兄姊妹你留意
Brothers and sisters Pay attention
为耶稣做见证
It is not to be a testimony For the Lord Jesus
为耶稣做见证不是错但是就是不够完整
The two places To be the testimony For Jesus Is not wrong But it's not complete
那一些做仆人的乃是有耶稣基督的见证
Those who are fellow servants Have the testimony of Jesus
不是去为耶稣做见证
It is not to be For the testimony of
Jesus
有耶稣的见证 They have the testimony of Jesus
因为经上所有的预言都是耶稣基督的见证
Because all theTestimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
说就是你看到虽然是一个字的不一样，但是那个意思就有很大的区别。
So brothers and sisters, you see, even though it's one word that's different, is a very big difference.
神是要我们留意的，你有或者是没有。
What God wants us to see is whether you have it or not.
你有就是有
If you have it, then you have it
你没有就是没有
If you do not have it, then you do not have it
为呢
If you do it for
你可能没有
You may not have it
但是你可以为他做见证
But you can still have a testimony for him
弟兄姊妹你读四福音的时候给耶稣做见证
You can see that many evil spirits also bear testimony for the Lord Jesus.
你可以说他们为耶稣做见证
You can say that they are bearing testimony for the Lord.
但是神眼中所留意的不是为
But what is in the sight of God is not for.
是你有没有
It's do you have it or not.
你如果没有的话你也可以为
If you do not have it, you can still do it for.
但是你为了还是没有
But if you do it for, yet do not have.
如果你是有的话
But if you do have,
神就说你是有的。
Then God will say you have it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，这个字是非常重要。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important word.
是很多时候一些神的儿女们，他们很热心，很热心。
And so many times the children of God, they're very zealous, very zealous.
他们热心的那个事实。
The fact that they're fervent is only that they are bearing a testimony for the Lord Jesus. But the result of God's work upon us is that He wants us to have the testimony of Jesus. In other words, it is we ourselves who have become the very testimony of the Lord Jesus. It is not only in our lips how we proclaim how good our Lord is. Yes, with our lips, when we proclaim how good our Lord is, yes, we are bearing a testimony for Him. But what God wants us to focus on is that when we live out, is it Christ? If we live out Christ, then we have the testimony of Christ. Now, if we cannot live it out, then we do not have the testimony of Christ. Maybe I'm only to live out a little bit. Though it's only a little bit, I still have that very little bit of the testimony of Jesus Christ. Even if you have a little bit, it is still better than having none at all. We praise and thank our Lord. And when the angel proclaimed these words, then it leads for us to pay attention to our actual condition. It is not to see what we have done, but it is to see what we are before God. This is a very important spiritual principle. What man can do does not equal who they are. But so many times man mistakenly thinks they can use what he has done to substitute what he should be. Now amongst men, maybe you can receive this kind of thought. But before the thought of God, He never accepts this kind of thing. Now we thank the Lord. Now in the heaven, the marriage of the Lamb also comes to an end. Now we can see the very end of the seventh vial. And so from verse 11, we can see one thing. Now we may mention of the marriage of the Lamb that takes place in heaven. But now in verse 11, now the things of heaven, now we shift focus to the land, to the earth. So verse 11 says here,
我观看,
and I saw,
看见天开了,
I saw heaven open,
有一匹白马,
and behold a white horse,
骑在马上的称为诚信真实,
and he that sat on him, upon him was called faithful and true.
他审判征战都按着公义,
and in righteousness he does judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. And on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen. Now, brothers and sisters, you see,
很显然你看到这一位是刚刚经 过羔羊婚去的那一位新郎。
Now, very clearly you can see, this is the very groom that has gone through the marriage of the Lamb.
他现在到地上来了。
Now, he come to earth.
和他同在的。
Those with him.
有天上的众军。
They're the host, the armies in heaven.
这些众军都是骑着白马。
And these heavenly hosts are also riding on white horses just as our Lord in fine linen. Brothers and sisters, here you can see it echoes the bride. They're clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
现在这个天上的众军跟随着这一位神的儿子的也是穿着又洁又白的细麻衣。
Now these armies which follow the Son of God also clothed in fine linen, white and clean.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意了这一个了。
Brothers and sisters, now you pay attention to this.
我们读福音书的时候
，When we read the Gospels,
我们看听见主在那里对当时的人说
，We hear our Lord saying to the multitude.
那时候到的时候
，When the time has come,
他就带着他的千万圣者。
He'll bring his heavenly host and descend with them.
这是犹大书里边也提到了。
And that is also mentioned to us in the book of.
说到以诺曾经预言说，主要带着千万圣者降临。
It also is mentioned in the book of Jude that when he will descend upon with the myriads of holy ones.
马太、马可。两个福音书都说到这样同样的事。
Matthew and Mark also mentions of the same thing.
当我们的主在荣耀里降临到地上的时候
，That when our Lord shall descend on earth in glory,
他不是一个人来
，He does not come by himself.
他是带着千万的圣者
，But he will bring with him myriads of holy ones.
这些千万的圣者是都从天上来的。
Now all these holy ones are from heaven.
这些圣者是谁呢
？Who are these holy ones？
这里我们看到了。
Here we can see.
刚刚与主联婚过的那个全教会。
It is the entire church that has just gone through the marriage of the Lamb.
那弟兄姊妹，注意这里了。
Now brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
我们开始看第一印的时候。
When we first saw the first deal.
我们很多弟兄把第一印。所切出来那个骑白马的也看作是基督。
We say that there are many brethren who deem the first one from the seal on the white horse as the Lord.
但是我那时候告诉弟兄姊妹们不可能是基督。
But at that time, I told brothers and sisters, no, that cannot be Christ.
因为那个是从印里边引出来的。
Because that one came from the seal.
因为那个印本身就是一个灾难的记号。
Because that seal is a symbol of tribulation.
我们的主显出来啊，他不是给人灾难。
When our Lord is manifested, He is not to give tribulation to men.
那里骑白马，这里又是骑白马。
Because that one is on a white horse, this one is on a white horse.
就把它连在一起了。
And so man relates them together.
那边说戴冠冕，在这里也戴冠冕。
And he has crowns there, and he has crowns here.
那里是圣灵，又要圣，这里又完全是真圣。
And there he overcome and overcomes again. Here he has complete victory.
这两个事实连起来。
And so they put these two facts together.
但弟兄姊妹们，我们看不是这样的。
But brothers and sisters, when we look at it, it is not that way.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，刚才你听我念的时候，我特别念到这一个骑白马的戴上冠冕的时候，我特别念得用力一点。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know if you have taken note when I read that this one had many crowns. When I read it, I emphasized it.
并且也改了一个字。
And I also changed one word.
如果你留意到
，If you paid attention, then you know.
因为这里所显明的我们的主这个万王之王万主之主
Because this one when our Lord is manifested the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords
他到地上来征战的
When he comes to war on earth
他是怎么来的呢
But how does he come
他是带着许多的皇冠来的
But he comes with many crowns
Many diadems
Many diadems
第一印的那一个呢他只是带着一个花冠
But the first one, the one from the first seal, only has a wreath.
Yeah, maybe that's use a crown.
You can say a crown on that one.
你看就很不一样的。
And so it's very different.
那个 骑白马的只能接受一个花冠。
And so the one on the white horse can only receive a crown.
是会朽坏的。
It will corrupt.
但这一位万王之王万主的主呢
？But this one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
他不单是接受的是皇冠。
Not only did he receive a diadem.
并且是许多的皇冠。
But many diadems.
为什么呢
Why?
因为天上地上所有的权柄都已经交给他
Because our authority in heaven and earth has been given over to him.
因此他是得了许多的王冠
And it's because he has received many diadems.
所以我们看这 从这里来看呢、啊、
And so here, when we look at it,
第六印的那个骑白马的没有一点相似的
It is not even same as the one that's mentioned with the seals.
我们那时说的那一个已经说过了。
We have made mention of that one already.
虽然圣经说他胜了又要胜。
Even though the scriptures tell us he overcomes and overcomes again.
但是胜是虚假的。
But those victories are false.
因为他只有弓没有箭。
Because he only has the arrow, but he only has the bow and no arrow.
所以他的胜是虚假的。
So his victory is false.
但是这里呢
？But here,
这里这一位万王之王呢
Here, this King of Kings.
他是很完备的，全副武装的。
He is fully equipped in the full armor.
并且他的武装啊。
And his armor.
就是神的道。
Is the word of God.
所以完全不一样的。
And so it's completely different.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在羔羊的婚期过了以后。
After the marriage of the Lamb is passed,
我们的主就从天上带同经过审判的教会一同降临到地上。
Our Lord brings with him the entire church that has gone through the judgment and descends on earth with them.
这一个时候就踏脚在橄榄山了。
And it is at this time that he sets foot on the Mount of Olives.
那第十六章那里就说那个王倒下来的时候是地震把那个城震裂的。
And so in chapter 16, when it tells us that the vial has been poured out, it was a great earthquake that has divided the city.
那个震裂只是让以色列被困的人有一条路可以走。
And that great shake only allows for the Israelites to have a way out.
但是要除灭抵挡神的势力。
But in order to put an end to all the power against God,
那已经不是那个时候的以色列剩下的人能做的。
It is not something the remaining Israelites can do.
只有主自己来的时候才能做的。
But it is only when the Lord himself comes, something that he can do.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里。
Brothers and sisters, here you can see.
这一个骑白马的称为万王之王万主之主的他到地上来的时候
Here you can see that this King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on the white horse when he descends on earth
就有利剑从他口中出来可以击杀列国
And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword that which and with it he should smite the nations
这一个才是那一个羔羊和地上的权势的征战
Now here it is then the war of the Lamb against the nations
并且这一个征战
And this war
引出的结果是让他在地上建立国度
And the result which it brings forth is for him to establish his kingdom on earth
我们感谢主
We thank our Lord
弟兄姊妹主日的时候弟兄姊妹你听我提到将来的国度是统治者去供应被统治的。
Brothers and sisters, you have made me heard me mention in the kingdom to come, it is those who are ruling to supply for those who are being ruled.
一个很明显的根据是这里。
A very clear evidence is here.
在启示录接连提了几三次吧。
And Revelation has mentioned a few times, about three times.
你留意小字。
If you pay attention to the footnote, then you see the whole issue.
我们中文圣经翻成他用铁杖辖管他们哎呦这个是完全是个统治者现在的地上的统治者的那个面目
And in the Chinese translation it's completely translated as the face of the one who is ruling right now and he shall rule them with a rod of iron
但是你看原文
But if you look at the original text How does it say?
辖管原文做牧
The original text, the rule is to pasture or to shepherd them.
应该说是牧养了，这个牧
No, it's even more clear if it's to shepherd them or to pasture them.
你看到,
brothers and sisters,
我们的主他做王,
when our Lord, He is King,
他与列国的,
and you see His relationship with the nations or with the land. It is not one who is ruling. It is a relationship of shepherding or pasturing.
他就是什么, 和地管理不同的那个地方。
Then brothers and sisters, you can see the difference when heaven rules and when earth rules.
天在地执行管理的时候,
when heaven manifests its authority on earth,
它是牧羊,
it is to pasture or shepherd.
地管理地的时候,
but when the earth rules over itself,
那是, 收敛,
it is to rule and control.
弟兄姊妹你看, 其实这个事实啊,
brothers and sisters, in fact, when you look at these notes,
在伊甸园就已经出现了吗?
It has already appeared in the Garden of Eden.
你看见神是把一切都预备好,
you only see that God has prepared everything, and then He created man and placed them in the Garden of Eden.
就是在那里享用神所做的一切做他们的供应。
It is man enjoying all that God has prepared to be for them, to provide for them. It is not that they can make a living, a livelihood with the sweat of their brow. And it is not that they have to toil and pay a tax. It is because when heaven rules the earth, it is that the heaven will use the unlimited fullness to be the provision for the land. Indeed, we praise and thank our God. At this event, it is one of the condition, the phenomenon that appears at the very end of the seventh vial. Our Lord brings the church that has been judged and descends on earth.
一面是结束地的权势,
on the one hand, it is to put an end to the power on the earth.
一面是建立,
on the other hand, it is to establish the Lord's kingdom. Of course, in this wrapping up of the power of the earth, there is a very fierce battle.
弟兄姊妹,我们说最末后的那一场长征战是叫做哈米基多顿。
Brothers and sisters, we say that final battle is at Armageddon.
但是我们必须要很明确地掌握哈米基多顿的整个的情况。
But brothers and sisters, we have to actually grasp the entire situation of the battle at Armageddon.
哈米基多顿的那个战役不是战争的结束。
Brothers and sisters, that battle of Armageddon is not the end of that battle.
只可以说是主力战的战场。
But you can only say that it's the battlefield of that main battle in the war.
那一个战那里的战士是一直延续到耶路撒冷给围困的。
Now, that battle continues on until Jerusalem is surrounded.
就是从加利利北边一直有以色列人退守耶路撒冷。
That is all the way from the north of Galilee that the Israelites retreat all the way back to Jerusalem.
在那里那个战事还是继续的进行。
Even there, the battle is still going on.
以色列人是没有盼望的。
The Israelites have no hope.
因为皇团给围住了。
Because they're completely surrounded.
但是因为第七晚一到,
but because the seventh vial has been poured out,
他们有路走,
the great city divided and they have a way out.
但是他们有路走不等于
but just because they have a way out does not mean the enemy is destroyed. Now when will the enemy be destroyed? It is when the Lord descends with the church. It is only at that time it is the time to put an end to all the power of the nations.
也就是耶稣16章里面所提到的, 地上的人因着神的那个对付他们不仅是没有悔改回转反倒在那里亵渎神。
It is also a time when it is put an end to what is mentioned in chapter 16, and they blaspheme God because the tribulation were exceedingly great.
那所以弟兄姊妹们, 你看到19章的末了的时候,
so brothers and sisters, when you see the end of chapter 19,
我们可以看到两件大事。
We can see two great things.
第一个大事。
First one.
羔羊的婚期。
It is the marriage of the lamb.
第二件大事。
The second great thing.
现在马上我们就要碰到的。
Now we can encounter it immediately.
那叫做神的大筵席。
And that is the great wedding feast of God.
神的大宴席。
It's the great feast of God.
那弟兄姊妹们，什么就是大神的大宴席？
Now, brothers and sisters, what is this great feast of God?
羔羊的婚期我们知道了。
Now we know of the marriage of the Lamb.
神的大宴席是什么？
But what is that great feast of God?
那弟兄姊妹，从这里你一看。
Brothers and sisters, here you can see.
你就看到了。
Then you can realize.
当我们的主降临到地上的时候
When our Lord descends on earth
而当时围困耶路撒冷的地上的那个联军呢
And when you see all the nations that surround Jerusalem
就正面接触了
And they would meet face to face
那怎么正面接触呢
Now how do they meet face to face
却不是刀对刀枪对枪啊
It is not sword against sword and weapon against weapon
我们读帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章。
Now when we read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2,
我们就看到这里的事情了。
Then we can see the issue here.
主要用降临的荣光来把这个敌基督和跟随他的众军兵完全的废掉。
Now the Lord will use the glorious light radiant of his descent to wipe out the Antichrist and his followers here.
所以是主自己的降临的荣光来把这些围困耶路撒冷的众军兵都灭掉。
And so it is the very glorious radiance of our Lord's descent that will wipe out all the armies and nations that surround Jerusalem.
那所以那个时候遍地都是尸体。
And so there you can see it is throughout the land there of course.
而这一段的最末后的那个战争的那种就是主降临灭掉列国的军队的那个记录是记录在以西结书的39章
And that recording of how that would end is recorded for us in Ezekiel chapter 39
是遍地都是那个尸体
And so it is full of corpse throughout the land
那天使在这里就呼喊天上的雀鸟
And so then the angel would cry to the birds in the air.
好，你们来享用神的大宴席。
Now come and enjoy the feast of the great God.
就是去吃掉那些尸体。
It is to devour those corpses.
那为什么要有这个大宴席呢？
And so why do you have this feast of the great God?
基本上不是为了报复。
On the one hand, basically, it is not for revenge.
乃是为了清扫战场。
It is in order to clean the battlefield.
因为一个战争过了以后，马上要来的就是瘟疫。
Because after the battlefield has ended, what comes immediately is a plague.
神不让那些还活着的人遭受瘟疫。
And God does not want those who are still living to go through the plague.
所以马上要处理这个战场的清扫。
And so immediately you have to sweep and clean the battlefield.
所以神就呼叫天上所有的飞鸟来接受这个大宴席。
So he cried with a loud voice saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourself together unto the supper of the great God.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你注意，这个神的大宴席其实就是一个地上抵挡神的势力的最后的结果。
And so, brothers and sisters, you realize then the supper of the great God is the end result of those powers that oppose God.
那这个大宴席的那个邀请发出了以后
And so, after this invitation of the great supper,
约翰就看见那个兽
gave, then he see the beast.
那敌基督了
Then you see that's the Antichrist.
军王和他们众军了
And his captains and his mighty men.
都聚集要与骑白马的征战了
And that they would gather together to fight against the one on the white horse.
但是主降临的荣光
But the glorious radiance of our Lord's descent
主口中出来的利剑
and a sharp sword out of his mouth
就是神的话语的能力
and that is the power and authority of the word of God
都把他们灭掉了
has destroyed them
那敌基督
the Antichrist
和假先知
the false prophet
两个人就活活的给抓拿了
they were both taken alive
捉拿了以后呢
And after they were captured,
就活活地扔到火硫磺硫烧着硫磺的火湖里
They were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone
那其余跟随他们的人就给 神自己的话语的能力来除灭。
And the remnant were slain with the sword of him.
又让飞鸟吃饱了。
The fowls were filled with the flesh.
就是如果你要细细的看那个过程，你要到以西结书三十九章那里去看。
Brothers and sisters, if you read that process in detail, you have to go to Ezekiel chapter 39.
那里有两处的记录是这样说。
There are two recordings there that tell us.
他们清扫战场用了七个月的时间。
And as they were sweeping and cleaning the battlefield, it took them 7 months.
才把所有的尸体埋葬掉。
That they were able to bury all the bodies.
他们用了七年的时间。
That they had to use 7 years.
才把那里那些战争胜所用的那个物资来消耗完。
That they can only then to use all the things used in the battle, then they can finish using them.
所以那是可以说在国度以前地上最不后的一次的征战。
And so you can say that is the very last battle that is on earth before the kingdom comes.
然后二十章开始我们就看到国度在地上建立了。
And then in chapter 20 we can see that the kingdom is established on earth.
我们感谢主，那十九章留到下一次我们再看了。
And so we'll save that for next time.
但是在十九章的里边，弟兄姊妹们，你必须要把那个次序掌握好。
But brothers and sisters, you must be able to grasp that order in chapter 19.
我们就看到第七碗的终结是怎么终结。
Then we can see how the seventh vial would end.
那也就是说
，That is also to say，
第七印差不多完成了。
That is the seventh.Seal is about to finish.
但第七印完全的完成啊。
But only when the seventh seal is completely finished.
还要在二十章的开头那一处。
It is still only at the very beginning of chapter 20.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然以后的日子的事情有很多对我们来说，我们还是不能很准确的完全掌握住。
And even though the matters that is to come, we cannot fully grasp.Completely.
但是主给我们看见那个大概的发展的情形。
But as the Lord show us the general situation as it occurs,
地是向着神是越来越凶恶。
The land is more and more fierce toward God.
但是这并不影响天来收回这个地。
But that does not affect at all that the kingdom will once again recover the land.
我们看见羔羊把那七个印一个一个的揭开了以后。
And as we see the lamb open those seals one by one.
地就重新回到神的手里。
Then once again the land is recovered into the hand of God.
天和地就不再成为敌对。
And no longer is the land opposing heaven.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今天晚上就看到这里吧。
I think we'll end here tonight.
不过有一件事情我特别请弟兄姊妹记得。
But there's one thing I ask brothers and sisters to especially remember.
那是什么人首先进到火湖呢？
That is which are the ones who will first enter into the lake of fire.
敌基督和假先知。
It is the Antichrist and the false prophet.
这两位是头一对进到火湖里的。
Now these two are the first two to enter into the lake of fire.
然后就是马太福音二十五章里边的那一批山羊。
And then it is the goats that are mentioned in Matthew chapter 25.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他是按照他的公义来执行审判。
That he executes his judgments according to his righteousness.
他要用他的公义圣洁来接收这个给霸占了的地。
He will use his righteousness and his faithfulness to recover this occupied land.
然后让天的权柄重新
And once again, for the authority of heaven to be established in the land again. We thank God. Not only did he tell us what he is to do, he is also executing it according to his faithfulness there.
我们说我们的主要在荣耀里回来。
We say that our Lord will return in glory.
那我们今天必须不能忘记。
So for us today, we cannot forget.
如果我们的主要快快的回来。
If our Lord will come quickly,
我们必须在我们这一方面跟他有很准确的配合。
On our end, we have to work together very accurately with him.
这是我们在主的面前所该留意的。
That is something that we need to pay attention to before him.
我想我们今天晚上就交通到这。
I think we'll end here tonight.